You're tuning in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and I'm your host, Mandy Nguyen. Joining us today are statewide planners of the virtual Alaska Disability Pride Celebration. Welcome to the show. Hi, Terry.
Hi, thanks, Mandy, for having us.
Hi, Corey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I was thinking that maybe we could start with some introductions, so I'll ask each of you to introduce yourselves and maybe tell us a little about yourselves and your involvement with the conference. So maybe if Terry, you could start.
Sure. My name is Terry Tibbett. I'm the advocacy coordinator for the Alaska Mental Health Board and the Advisory Board on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. And I'm one of the planners on this year's statewide disability pride celebration. I've worked in the past with this group, but usually just centered in Juneau. And because of the COVID situation, all the different planners have come together this year to put together one statewide event. So I'm on that planning team along with Corey. So Corey, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Corey Gilmore. I am an advocate, and on a day-to-day basis, I work as part of the Governance Council on Disabilities and Special Education. And so disability pride is super important to me and to all the people I work with.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I'm curious about kind of the history and the background of this Alaska Disability Pride event, because I know, Terry, you had just said that in previous years, there were usually multiple celebrations in multiple communities. But I'm curious when this started in Alaska, and kind of just a bit more of the story behind it, if anyone wants to take that on, Corey or Terry.
Corey, do you want to, or do you want me to take it?
You want to do a little bit now, fill in.
Okay. So this is my third year on the planning committee. I've only been on the Juneau planning committee up until this year. And we had an event the last 2 years before this, and one at Centennial Hall last year and the year before at Marine Park. And we basically just brought people together from all disability groups. And that can include people in wheelchairs, people with intellectual developmental disabilities, people with mental illness, addiction or disorders, traumatic brain injury, fetal alcohol, all the different disability groups come together. And basically the whole goal is to, you know, just sort of raise awareness and the commitment to end discrimination against people with disabilities. And I mean, it means accepting and honoring each person's uniqueness and seeing disability as a natural and beautiful part of human diversity. And our commitment is to just have this one day a year where we all get together and say, see, disabilities, yay for people, you know, diversity and including inclusiveness and respect and honor. And I think that's what the goal is. And our effort has always been to come together with sort of a party, like musicians and speakers and dancers. And that's what we've done in the past. So this year is going to be a little bit different. But just to stay on the topic of history, I'll just turn it over to Corey to finish up if there's anything you want to add, Corey.
Well, there's a couple of things. The main reason for disability pride, the big thing we want everyone to know is this is not a mistake. This is how you were made. And that's a tough thing for a lot of people. Like, because historically we've been looked at people with disabilities as broken. You know, we're not broken. Like, I'm a wheelchair user. It's all I know. So I don't look at myself and say, gee, I wish I could do all the things that everyone else could do, because I've never been able to do them. So it's just normal for me. And we like it to be normal for everybody else. And secondly, this year is super important because it's the 30th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
That's right.
So that's a big part of what we're doing too, is celebrating the ADA and all the accomplishments and the movement forward that's been made in these last 30 years. That's another thing we're celebrating.
Yeah. It passed in 1990, right? 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And so in reading about this event, I saw that it was 7 days, July 20th to 26th, Monday through Sunday. So that's next week. And it looks like you guys have a pretty stellar lineup of guest speakers, from Temple Grandin to Eric Hawk from Portugal, the man. Not sure if I said his name correctly. But yeah, I'd love to hear more about the guests that you guys have coming on, maybe what type of themes and topics that you think they're going to touch on, and just what you both are excited for.
Can I start with this one, Corey?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So just so everybody knows, it's 7 days, but it's only 1 hour a day for each of the days from Monday through Saturday. So at 12 noon Alaska time, people can tune in to the Alaska Disability, it's called the Virtual Alaska Disability Pride Day Celebration on Facebook, and just do that search, 2020 Virtual Alaska Disability Pride, and you'll find the event page, and then you just click on that and join the event live every day from noon till 1 o'clock. And each day there'll be a different interview with a different, basically, like we're calling them guest speakers or celebrity. Monday is Zach Gottsagen, and he is an actor who starred, he's a person with a Down syndrome, and he starred in the movie Peanut Butter Falcon and a couple of other films. So he's going to be interviewed by an Alaska advocate, and that's Garrett Dominic. Also on Tuesday from 12 to 1, we have Squirmy and Grubbs, who are an inter-abled couple, and they're going to be interviewed by Travis Noah, and they're famous for their YouTube videos. On Wednesday, and maybe let me skip Wednesday so I can let Corey talk about Micah, who Corey is going to be interviewing. So that's Wednesday, 12 to 1, but we'll come back to that. On Thursday is Lydia X. Brown. And she's a disability justice advocate. She's a person with autism, and she is a huge advocate and attorney that works on disability issues. She's going to be interviewed by Rick Nelson. Judy Heumann is on Friday, and she's a disability rights activist who was involved way back in the day with the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, which was 1974, and she was also instrumental with the ADA as well. So she's old school, and she's going to be interviewed by Maggie Winston. And Saturday is the comedy troupe Stand Up for Mental Health, and they are out of Vancouver, BC. They're going to do comedy, and I'm interviewing them along with Gwen Bradshaw, who is a musician in Anchorage. So that's all for the week, Monday through Friday. And then Monday through Saturday. And then on Sunday, we're going to have 2 hours. It starts at 2 o'clock and it goes to 4 o'clock. And we start off headlining with Temple Grandin, who is a prominent author, advocate, and speaker on both autism and animal behavior. And she also, there's a movie about her. So Temple Grandin, we're very excited about that. Eric is going to present and sing a couple of songs. He's from Portugal, the man. And then the rest of the afternoon is going to be some Alaskan musicians that include Hannah Yoder, Kat Moore, and myself, Terry Tibbett. I'm a musician. And then we're going to end the Sunday afternoon event with some Disability Champion Awards. So I'm sorry for taking so much time. It's a long list. But Corey, do you want to just talk about your interview with Micah Fialka Feldman and who he is and what he does? He's Wednesday at noon.
Well, I'm super excited. Thank you for the introduction and listing all those. I'm super excited that we have all those people, and I'm particularly excited about Micah. You know, Micah is a national speaker and advocate who was in the movie Intelligent Lives, and he had to fight for the right to go to college and live in the dorm because of his, I believe he has an intellectual disability, and the university that he was attending said, well, it's university policy that people like you don't live in the dorm because it would be too much. So he had to go to court and win the right to attend classes and stay in the dorm. So super excited to interview him. And I also think it's super important that we have all kinds of different people because, you know, one of the things that we work on in all our separate organizations, you know, there are all kinds of organizations around, and we all work with different people, and we're trying to teach them that, you know, your physical or intellectual limitations need not limit your dreams. You know, we have a thing in Alaska called the DD Vision. And the DD Vision says, you know, I live the life I want to with the help that I need. And so we want people to be able to just open their mind and think about what they really want to do and go for it. And we hope that this will encourage a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that's a really beautiful statement you just shared. I live the life that I want to with the help that I need. And I also I also get the excitement about interviewing. That's how I feel when I'm on Juno Afternoon interviewing people who do cool work like you do. So I'm glad you guys are here. I'm glad to be speaking with you both and getting the word out on this conference. I mean the celebration.
Well, yeah. Thank you. We are super excited because for the first time, you know, we've had to change everything because of COVID-19, of course.
Yeah.
And you know, normally this would be, oh, isn't it a bummer we can't all get together? But for the first time, we have the potential to reach people all across the country or the world. It's like, wow, that's huge.
No, totally. And it's cool that that's an opportunity in this case, rather than like, oh man, we can't meet in person. But like, oh, also, we can reach so many more people. Where will people be able to tune in and just find more information? Is this going to be like a Zoom thing or a YouTube thing or what's the...
It's going to be Zoom. So what, this is all new to me, but I'm glad I'm learning about it. We, the speakers and the presenters and the interviewers are all going to be on a Zoom format, but then that Zoom format, so the Zoom screen basically is going to be broadcast over Facebook Live. So anybody wanting to check it out and to participate or not participate, but to listen would be, or to watch would be calling or be going to the Facebook event page, which again, I'll say it one more time. You do a search in Facebook for 2020 Virtual Alaska Disability Pride Celebration. And if you do a search through Facebook, you'll find the event page. You can go on. And I learned last night, you click on discussion, and that takes you to the actual event page. And we're going to be live every day next week, July 20th through 26th. And it's so Monday through Saturday, it's 12 noon to 1 p.m. And then on Sunday, we'll have a different time. It's going to be 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. And also, I should mention that there's going to be a Q&A period with the special guest speaker for 15 minutes after the interview. So like roughly 12:30 to 12:45, people will be able to write their comments in the Facebook section. And then we'll ask the speakers, we'll pick out, there's probably going to be a lot of questions, but we'll pick out a few and we'll ask the speaker and they'll answer. And then we end at 12:45, but then we're going to play a video. We had a bunch of advocates working on telling their stories. And so those stories, each day will be a different person that will be presenting their personal story via video. And we're going to play that at the end of the whole thing. So if you go to the Disability Pride Celebration page, you'll see the whole rundown. You'll see who's playing when, who, what, when, where, and why is all on that Disability Facebook page. And if you don't have Facebook, then I think that's going to be a barrier, because I think that's the only way you're able to see this. So.
Okay. And is there anything else you both would like to share with listeners today, whether that's what you hope people will experience or take away from this, or anything else that you have on your mind? And Corey?
Well, you know, it's just a really good opportunity for people who might have been born a little differently and experienced some challenges to remember that this is how you were made, and we really want you to see that you can go for your dreams and do the big thing that you really want to do, whether that's go to college or do artwork or whatever you can think of. You know, the sky's the limit.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mandy, for having us.
Is there anything that you'd like to share, Terry, before we close out?
I guess I'm just really excited that all the people, that these famous people agreed to be on our, you know, on our little Alaska Disability Pride Celebration. I just am so honored. I posted on Facebook that Temple Grandin called me to ask a tech question, and I just was getting a personal call from Temple Grandin on my cell phone.
Amazing.
I called my family, and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, because this is, if anyone on this call doesn't know who Temple Grandin is, just Google her. She is an amazing, amazing human being and has done wonderful things for animals. And I'm a big animal person. So she is really in probably my top five favorite people on the planet. And to just the fact that she's going to be calling in, and we, Jenna Clayton. Oh, I forgot to mention that. Jenna Clayton is going to be, or Creighton, I think is her last name. Jenna Crafton is going to be interviewing Temple Grandin, and that's going to be on Sunday, straight up noon, at 2:00. She comes on at 2:00. So don't forget to tune into that. That would be my two cents.
All right. There's a lot to experience next week in this conference. So if you would like more information or to participate, check out their Facebook event page. You'd have to look up 2020 Virtual Alaska Disability Pride Celebration. Well, thank you again for both calling in, and take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.